Nation's ambassador Saturday for breaking ranks to denounce the military's ouster of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and police stepped up a crackdown on protesters across the country. Myanmar has been shaken by a wave of demonstrations since a coup toppled civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. Authorities have ramped up the use of force to suppress dissent, deploying tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets to disperse some protesters. While in the streets, protesters chant, "What are the police doing? They are protecting a crazy dictator." In justifying its seizure of power, the military has alleged widespread fraud in the November elections, which Suu Kyi's party won in a landslide, and promised fresh polls in a year. But its ambassador to the United Nations on Friday broke ranks and made an emotional appeal to the international community for the strongest possible action to restore democracy. State-run TV announced Saturday night that he was no longer Myanmar's UN ambassador because he did not follow state orders. Myanmar State TV also broadcast the arrival of more than 1,000 Myanmar nationals deported from Malaysia, despite a court order halting the repatriation. The migrants, whom activists say include vulnerable asylum seekers, received a hero's welcome at Yangon's Navy Port, attended by military families and officials. Some of the returnees, including ethnic minorities who may have protection concerns, though, are among the group, and that's according to rights activists. And Bangladesh's prime minister shrugged off criticism of her government's rights record as a second day of protests are held over the death of a writer in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, readying America